You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello and welcome, dear friends.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Nick and Mary Angela. So glad you can join us. And so as we begin, we would like you to prepare, relax, take a deep breath, maybe light that candle.
Yeah, find a comfortable
position.
Yeah, on a couch, a chair, or maybe even walking. As you come along on this wonderful journey. So this month, we will start with the intentions for all those who are suffering mentally, physically, spiritually, and some financially. We pray for all the cancer victims. We pray for Dr. Simone and his family. We also pray for weddings. There are people still getting married.
Yes, so, there's lots of weddings in the summertime.
So, yeah, we include them in our intentions. And the violence around the world, in the Holy Land, and we pray for an end to the war in the Ukraine, and especially to the end of this pandemic.
Yes. And so the beginning prayer is as follows. Father, I dedicate this new day to you. As I go about my work, I ask you to bless those with whom I come in contact. Lord, I pray for all men and women who work to earn their living. Give them satisfaction in what they do. Spirit of God, comfort the unemployed and their families. They are your children and my brothers and sisters. I ask you to help them find work soon. Amen.
Amen.
And that's a prayer from St. Ignatius Loyola.
Thank you, Mary Angela. So the topic for this month, we would like to continue on the same topic, the power of prayer. So this is part two. We have a lot more to say about prayer, so we thought we could add another show to it. And we will be talking in the second part of the show about Mother Mary.
Yeah.
How we can include her in our prayer life and prayer intentions.
And how she's a great example of a woman of prayer.
Yeah, so true. So simply put, prayer is our communication with God. It is our relationship with Him. There's many more, but we kind of narrowed it down. We spoke about having an attitude of gratitude. Of course, this is last month. And we spoke about when and how to pray. And we can pray anywhere. But there is so much more. So we will add more quotes. We will, from the saints, we'll add more affirmations. And the second part, again, will be including Mother Mary.
Yeah, we may say some of the same things, but we'll say it in a different way. And to get a lot more out of the meaning of prayer and how important it is in our life. Its power is endless, in fact. And so our mission and goal, as always, is to spread the message of the gospel of the good news. With prayers and reflections of joy, with Jesus at the center, we hope to share with you some thoughts, ideas, and information to consider on the continuing on the where, what, why, when, how of prayer.
Yeah, it's so true. So we start with September. It's some of the saints. We have Saint Mother Teresa. Another feast day we have is the Nativity of Mary.
September 8th, yeah.
Yeah, we have the Holy Name of Mary on the 12th. And then we have the exaltation of the cross on the 14th.
And on the 15th, we have Our Lady of Sorrows. The 21st is St. Matthew. The 25th is St. Padre Pio. Oh, the 23rd is St. Padre Pio. Sorry about that. There's also St. Vincent de Paul. The 29th are the archangels, Gabriel, Raphael, and St. Michael. And finally, to end the month, we have
St. Jerome. So what is prayer? We mentioned prayer is our communication and relationship with God. Prayer is the link that connects us with God. It's the world's greatest wireless communication.
That's a good way of pointing out that.
Prayer is when we talk to God. Meditation is when God talks to us. But are we listening is the question.
Yeah, are we indeed listening?
Yeah, there's a really
good... Sometimes we need to stop and listen.
Yeah, we're so busy and we're so filled and that's great. That's great. Give God everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Jesus all your thoughts, your prayers, but also save time for what he's saying or whispering. It could be a whisper. It could be a loud voice. And I like this quote, when you pray only when you're in trouble, you truly are in trouble.
That makes a lot of sense.
My favorite quote for prayer is this one. Is prayer your first response or your last resort?
That's another good one.
Yeah, something to think about. If it is your last resort, well, consider making it maybe... not your last resort. Consider praying often, and not only in bad times, but in the good times.
Yeah, and I think we've mentioned this before. Begin your day in prayer, right?
And speaking of which, that's perfect for this next one. Don't forget to pray today, because God didn't forget to wake you up this morning.
And I like this one. We have come to pray with our eyes on God, not on the difficulties.
Yeah.
So focus on God, because God is there to help you through your difficulties.
And we'll talk a little bit about praying with your eyes in regards to, sacred art and beauty in our Catholic faith, So, Dale, we need to be sincere when we pray. Pray with a sincere heart. God doesn't look at the beauty of our words. He looks at the genuineness of the heart. When our heart doesn't align with our words, then our prayers really aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to think about. Prayers don't need to be long and eloquent. They need only to come from the heart, be sincere and humble.
So let's take a look at how we pray, and let's examine ourselves and, find a way of being really, really sincere when we like we said at the beginning, it's a communication with God, right?
Yeah. And there is
sincere, what you're going through.
The main thing is there is no perfect prayer. The basic is, it's our communication and relationship mm-hmm. with God. A very key component is showing up.
That's right.
And it could be anywhere. It could be in your car. It could be when you walk. It could be in adoration. The key is just showing up.
Yeah, and finding the time, right? Because sometimes we feel like we're so busy that we can't pray. But, there's always time to pray.
We, doing all these shows, we offer you ideas, solutions, maybe insights, options
mm-hmm.
in all the programs that we do. So hopefully maybe something will come and be like a bee buzzing around saying, mm-hmm. wow, I never thought of that. So prayer changes us. Is that true, Marianza?
I think it is. It does really change us, because you may be going through something bad, but in prayer, it changes us and seeing the good side of whatever it is.
So in the hard times, we have to realize this. When life gives you 100 reasons to cry, show life that you have 100 reasons to be grateful and to smile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you is probably the shortest prayer next to help, right? And it's,
and we're changing us because we're continuing to grow as a believer that God will help and trust, saying, in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, he'll get us through. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you know, expresses our extreme gratitude and humility and understanding of, you know, of just being close to God himself. Right. And this is one of our favorites.
Well, we need prayer to do God's will. And so this quote is a really good one to express that. A man who is intimate with God will never be intimidated by men.
Sorry, what was that again, Marinja? It's so good. We need to hear it a second time.
A man who is intimate with God will never be intimidated by men.
Yeah. It's,
so when God's on your side, nothing could go against you,
it's
right?
It's kind of like almost the same word. But it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
When you put God in front of you, if God is for us, who can be against?
That's right.
So now with prayer, we will, how about consider praying for others, right?
Mm-hmm. When we do that all the time at Mass, right, with the intentions that we pray for, mm-hmm. you know, the sick, the suffering, those that have died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's holding us back, right? Is it distractions? Is it, like Marin just said, time? Are we mm-hmm. so busy?
Yeah.
Right? Are we so maybe tired? Maybe we do our prayers at the end of the day. Maybe it's timing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think sometimes if we can't sleep and we wake up at 3 a.m, maybe that's the perfect time to pray.
Yeah, maybe it's God calling you
to
come spend some time with him in prayer.
That's a perfect, perfect way. You know, if you can't sleep, just, you know, have a seat and spend time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But there's other ways that we can pray. And a good friend of ours, Susan, mentioned there is the ways to pray is with sacred art.
That's right. A lot of the Sacred Heart that we see in the beautiful churches in Europe.
Paintings.
Right? Paintings.
The Sistine Chapel.
And the statues that, you know, like Pietà.
Yeah, these, especially the Sistine Chapel and when we were in the St. Peter.
Basilica
St. Peter. You see so many beautiful paintings. Like we're talking walls. We're talking like 100 by 100 foot painting.
And they're just... You're in awe standing in front of these works of art.
Telling you the story of our faith, because a lot of people back in the early times of Christianity, even up to the 18th century, didn't know how to read.
Yeah, they were illiterate. So these pictures told the story.
Yeah. Sacred art has so much to play. And like Marianne just said, when we look at La Pietà, we see... You know, Mother Mary holding Jesus, right, after he passed.
And that tells her souls.
Yeah. And it just, you know, we can be with Jesus and Mary at that moment. Mm-hmm. Even the Stations of the Cross.
Right, right.
They're not words, but it's the sacred art. And we can follow the 14
the
stations.
Pictures,
and we can pray along or be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Or do a contemplative prayer and be actually in every scene.
Yes.
And you don't even need a prayer book.
No.
It's just visual. So prayer is also visual. So we'd like to share with you when we pray, these are the things that we will feel more. So when we take time to be with the Lord, we will see the amazing graces in our lives. We will know that the assurance that God is there in us.
Yeah, we trust, right?
Yeah. We feel more authentic. We feel pure. We feel loved. We see the true beauty in life.
We are blessed.
Yeah, truly blessed. We feel more compassionate. We feel more in communion with each other.
We feel God's comfort and he's comforting us, you know, and whatever we're going through.
I think we learn to celebrate life more when we pray. We become more detached. Mm-hmm. When we pray, we realize in prayer, hopefully we become more humble and we can let go of things. So detachment is very powerful.
It's empowering. Prayer.
Yeah, it's essential. It's one of the, it's an essence, right? Like one of the main things in our Catholic faith is to pray. Going through hard times, we will have
endurance to get through the
You know, especially why is this happening? Why is it? Well, don't really know the hard times, like the reasons why we suffer or go through things. But with prayer, you know that Jesus is with us,
and prayer forgives.
Yeah, it's so true. We forget to forgive.
We do.
So in prayer, it's, it rekindles, you know, the forgiveness inside of us. So why do we need to pray?
Well, by prayer, what happens is that we acknowledge God's power and goodness and our own need and dependence on God. Prayer is an act, therefore an act of virtue. It implies the deepest reverence for God. We turn to God for everything, and prayer assumes a faith in God and hope in His goodness. The more we pray, the happier we become. And the more we pray, the less anxious we become, and we're filled with a greater peace of mind and heart. The more we pray, the more we understand ourselves, for we come to know God more intimately by experience, and we really only know ourselves to the degree that we know God personally. The more we pray, we begin to see the hand of God in our day-to-day life. That is, we see God in acting in our life. We begin to see that He loves us personally, that that makes our life so much more meaningful. So it's through prayer we really begin to build that relationship, right? That intimate relationship with God. And the most important thing is to acquire a habit of prayer. It should become a habit that we do every single day. And so when we pray, the world begins to look differently.
Yes, so much
changes
different.
Like, changes us, like we said before. And we begin to see the beauty of the world around us. And so, we begin to see other people from God's point of view. And when that happens, we begin to look, they begin to look better.
So basically,
even others, right?
It's, our eyes become more open, our awareness.
Yes.
We're not sheltered. We don't have our head in the sand.
And it gets rid of our negativity, right?
Maybe we, you know, it gives us an awareness that, well, maybe I was doing it all wrong. Maybe there's more to prayer than I thought. There's, so we can, there's 4 points to this. Is prayer has 4 simple steps. You know, prayer, we start with address the Heavenly Father.
That, yeah, we see it evident in the Lord's Prayer, right? So the first part is you address the Heavenly Father, right?
We thank Him for our blessings.
We ask Him for our blessings. And finally, we close in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So there's
hallelujah,
always these 4
amen,
kind of
amen.
Parts and steps of a prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, reading this really nice small book I found at Manresa by Jesuit priest Father M. Nigro. And he talks about the 5 P's to prayer. So the first one is to find a passage from the Holy Scripture. Secondly, is to find a private place where you can be alone with God. You can be at one. There's no distractions.
Yeah, sometimes that place could be in your home, but how about going, venturing out into nature, right? Going like, we often go off to the river, right? The Humber River.
Usually
to see
around
the rosary,
water.
Or, it's beautiful to stay in nature with God's beauty around you and stay and pray there.
Yeah. And then after the passage, the place, we're posture. So we need to feel comfortable. It could be sitting down, comfortable pair of shoes for your walking when you pray.
Right.
You need to be, you know, in the moment. Like when we pray to be relaxed, at peace. Sometimes we fall asleep.
Right.
So
maybe we're even kneeling in prayer, right?
Yeah, we can kneel in prayer. And if we do fall asleep in prayer, you know, maybe one way it worked because we're at peace.
That's right. It's true. Yeah.
So after posture, know and open your heart to the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And then with that, you know, being fully in the moment, letting Jesus in after you say all your prayers, and then return to that passage like Lectio Divina, repeat it often, because you'll see prayer in a different way mm-hmm. once it's repeated. Mm-hmm. So I found that very interesting. And there's just, again, we mentioned we can do like maybe the whole year can be on prayer.
Yeah.
Ways to pray, where to pray. And we encourage you to look up specific passages, ways that you like to pray.
Right.
Right. Because again, we're just putting things out there, and maybe there's more that you guys know. And if so, hey, get back to us. We'd really love to know more, and we can talk about it on our, you know, upcoming shows, right?
Yeah, and we also found some various quotes from different saints all about prayer. And we'd like to share this one with you from Saint Teresa of Avila. One must not think that a person who is suffering is not praying. He is offering up his sufferings to God, and many a time he is praying much more truly than one who goes away by himself and meditates his head off. And if he has squeezed out a few tears, thinks that is prayer.
So powerful. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to read that one a few times.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Saint Teresa of Avila, she's the doctor of one of the doctors of the church. And highly encouraged. Oh, by the way, Saint Teresa of Avila, that's a beautiful saint. I wonder who got married October 15th.
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah, that's coming up. So
yeah. For the early, next month, yeah.
Early happy anniversary, Mary Angela.
Amen.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
So in regards to prayer, the devil dreads fasting, prayer, humility, and good works. He is not able even to stop. Like he is stopped when, you know, people pray and fast because they become humble and they can't, mm-hmm. it's like a shield of protection.
Yeah.
Right. And when we start with the sign of the cross, the devil trembles, especially at the sign of the cross, by which the Lord triumphed and the devil was disarmed. And that's from Saint Anthony the Abbot.
And there's another quote from Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. We must pray without ceasing in every occurrence and employment of our lives. That prayer, which is rather a habit of lifting up the heart to God, as in constant communication with Him. So it has to be constant, doesn't it?
I like this one from Saint Filippo Neri. During mental prayer, it is well at times to imagine that many insults and injuries are being heaped upon us, that misfortunes have befallen us, and then strive to train your heart to bear and to forgive these things patiently in imitation of our Lord. This is the way to acquire a strong spirit. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's how we become strong,
yeah,
isn't
like
it?
Yeah. Build that shield of armor because mm-hmm. you know, especially when you're strong in prayer, mm-hmm. you will be put in moments
tested
yeah. or trials. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not giving up.
And this quote is from Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. Prayer ought to be humble, fervent, resigned, persevering, and accompanied with great reverence. One should consider that one stands in the presence of God, and speaks with the Lord, before whom the angels tremble with awe and fear.
Wow.
So yeah. Like, it's kind of related to, you know, what we were talking about before, being, you know, humble and I lost my train.
Strong in heart.
Yeah, or, yeah. Like sincere. Yeah.
You were so deep in prayer in the moment, Narendra. You were like taken by the spirit.
Sincere. So, that's the word. Sincere.
No problem. See, again, that's what prayer is all about. It's not being perfect. Mm-hmm. It's about taking the time and letting the Lord in, and then you find the words, and then they come out. Mm-hmm. So a quick short prayer is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These are all wonderful prayers. These we're going to share a few with you, and you can find them in the missal. Mm-hmm. When you go to church, you'll find the act of hope. Oh my God, relying on your almighty power, infinite mercy and promises, I hope to obtain pardon for my sins, the help of your graces, and life everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Then there's the act of love. Oh my God, I love you above all things with my whole heart and soul, because you are all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of you. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. Amen.
So here's a traditional prayer for the sick. Oh God, your Son accepted our sufferings to teach us the virtue of patience in human illness. Here are the prayers we offer for our sick brothers and sisters. May all who suffer pain, illness, or disease realize that they are chosen to be saints and know that they are joining Christ in his suffering for the salvation of the world, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. So thank you for listening to the first part of the show.
Yes.
Right now, we're going to take a small musical break, and then we will return for the next part.
Part two
of Including Mary in Our Prayer Life.
The fruit of
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear friends.
We hope you had a good rest.
Yes, listening. And we hope you enjoyed the song.
Yeah. Sacred music.
Yes, the Hail Mary, in fact. And so now we're going to move on to part two and incorporating Mary. First, we're going to talk about the Hail Mary itself and talk a little bit about the history of the Hail Mary and its meaning. And then move on to talk about Marian prayers and how Mary is a great example of a woman of prayer and how we could look to her as an example. So the history of the Hail Mary prayer, well, there's really no clear record of when the Hail Mary was first recited, but it's believed that it began when there was, it was really like part of the hours of the Virgin. And this was a liturgical devotional to the Blessed Mary Mother. And it was a very popular with monastic orders in the 11th century. So way back when in the 11th century. And the earliest record of a prayer, however, can be found in two Anglo-Saxon manuscripts dating back to about 1030.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yep. And these manuscripts contain verses where the words Ave Maria and Benedictu in Mellirumbis et Benedictus Fructus Ventris Tui.
Now, I want
constantly
everyone,
appeared.
I want everyone to repeat
in Latin.
That. Yes.
Of course, in Latin. And of course, these two verses were connected and were called the Salutation of the Blessed Virgin. And this later on would become the first part of the Hail Mary. So it's a salutation to the Virgin Mary. And then a few years later, the second half was added and the full prayer was published in Latin and was simply titled the Ave Maria. But then the prayer was only officially finalized in 1566 when the Catechism of the Council of Trent was published. And 2 years later, it was included in the Roman Breviary of 1568. And so then from then on, it became widely used in our Roman Catholic Church.
Wow, there's a lot of history to it. And,
yeah.
You know, and she handed the rosary down to St. Dominic.
Right.
To,
yes.
To make it, for us. And it's been for hundreds and
hundreds
of years.
Yeah, that's a bit of a tidbit about the rosary.
Yeah.
The history of the rosary. Yeah.
So the Hail Mary prayer and meaning. The Hail Mary is divided into two parts, adoration and supplication. The first part is an expression of our love and adulation for Mother Mary.
Yep.
While the second part is the plea for her to intercede on our behalf. So here is a line by line explanation of the meaning behind the famous Marian prayer.
The Hail Mary, yeah.
Yeah. So the first part.
Yeah, the first part is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. So this first line of the prayer comes directly from the Bible. This is how the angel Gabriel greeted Mary during the Annunciation when he announces that she will be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when the angel proclaimed the Hail Mary full of grace, it's implied that she is a sinless woman worthy of praise. And Pope Francis puts it best in his message during the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. He explains that the Blessed Virgin is full of grace when she is filled with the presence of God. And because of this, there's no room within her for sin.
Absolutely no room.
No room.
Not an inch.
And so the greeting of the Lord is with you, this means that at that moment, God is already with her. She does not become pregnant yet with Jesus until after she has agreed to what the angel Gabriel has told her of God's plan, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow you.
Oh, that's so interesting. The next part is, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
So here, after Mary learns that she was pregnant, she's visited by her relative Elizabeth, who was filled with the Holy Spirit. It means that Elizabeth already had a prophetic insight from the Holy Spirit. She already knows that Mary's pregnancy before Mary even said anything. And upon seeing Mary, the baby inside Elizabeth jumped for joy. Wow. And that baby was John the Baptist, right?
Yes.
And she greets Mary saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And that's because Mary is pregnant with no ordinary child. She's carrying our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word that became flesh. Among all the women in the world, God chose her, a simple woman from a small town of Nazareth. This makes her blessed and honored among women. And it also means that she's endowed with a divine favor and protection, that so is the child in her womb.
Yeah. I bet you guys didn't realize how deep the Hail Mary is.
And we're There's lots of meaning there.
And we're just halfway through.
Yeah.
So the next part is Holy Mary, Mother of God.
So here, calling the Blessed Mother as our Holy Mary, as Holy Mary, implies that she is more than just blessed and sanctified. As the Mother of God, she has become a vessel of grace between God and men. She's the Ark of the New Covenant who carries God's word in her womb.
Catholics do not believe she is divine. However, she is human like all other humans, but she is the fullness of the good person God created her to be, and was given this special task as Mother of Jesus, God incarnate. Her humility and obedience to God's will make her a model of worthy emulation and reverence. We, likewise, are also called to be the fullness of the good people God has created us to be. It takes a lot of work, but when we use, you know, we look to Mother Mary, that's a great example.
That's right.
So likewise, we become vessels for God's grace when we allow our God to live within our hearts and minds, when we allow him to direct our thoughts and actions to do good things that are for us to do. So the next part, which is the last part, is pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
And so here, this is where we acknowledge that we are sinners and that we ask Mary to pray to God for our behalf, to help us to do good things we are meant to do and to help the people we are meant to help, to be the good people we are created to be, to grow in virtue and get rid of vices. So, as we mentioned, the Virgin Mary is a unique position to intercede for us. Tradition says that the prayers of a good person are very loud and effective. So Mother Mary is a good person, and she's our spiritual mother. The prayers of the mother for her child are said to be especially loud. If we want to know what is right thing to do, God will not keep it a secret. We can ask for help through prayer. We can ask for our spiritual mother to pray for us, and that prayer will be greatly enhanced, both in content and loudness.
Yeah, who's the first one we run to when we get in trouble?
Yes, our mother.
Yeah,
so definitely.
By asking her to pray for us with the Hail Mary prayer, we are not just asking for her intercession. It also means entrusting ourselves to her prayers now and at the hour of her death. None of us knows when that hour will be, but Mother Mary probably knows. It is a good time to have someone praying for us when that hour comes.
Yes. And
why not? Let's say a Hail Mary right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we'd like to share another Marian prayer with you, and that's the morning consecration to Mary. My Queen, my Mother, I offer myself entirely to you, and to show my devotion to you, I offer you this day my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am your own, keep me, guard me as your property and possession. Amen.
There's so many wonderful prayers. How about the Hail Holy Queen? Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears.
Look then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Amen. Yeah, and a big reason why Mother Mary is so important in our Catholic faith, and we saw in September that it's the Nativity, it's Mother Mary's birthday.
Yes.
The
Holy Name of Mary is also in September.
You know, it's so reverent. You know, we get all the graces and mercies, when we sit, we include Mother Mary in our prayers.
And also Our Lady of Sorrows.
Our Lady of Sorrows. September. You know, the sorrows that she suffered being the mother, of Jesus. And tucked in between those three holy dates is the exaltation of the cross.
Right.
And I think that's not by coincidence.
Yeah.
Right? It's like saying, yeah, Jesus is there with us, right?
Absolutely.
So when we include the saints, Jesus and Mother Mary in our prayers, we will feel more gentleness and peace inside. We will feel more hope. We will feel more. We will be humbled. We feel that we have more integrity. We're confident in who we are because we are children of God.
We feel inspired. We feel lots of joy. When we pray, we let go and let God in.
Yeah, especially that's the biggest big thing when we pray. Is that we're not at the center, that God is.
By prayer, it's liberating. We feel magnificent.
We understand long suffering because life isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But with prayer, we can get through the hardships, right?
And prayer can be very meditative and mindful.
So these are just some of the things, when we pray, we feel renewed, we feel resilient, we will be restored. And big word is reverence.
And we feel the power of prayer.
And with the power of prayer, Miranda's two favorite words.
Triumphant and victorious, of course.
We came across this wonderful prayer on Our Lady of Sorrows prayer. And the prayer is, Beloved Mary, so stricken with grief, help us to bear our own sufferings with the courage and love so that we may relieve your sorrowful heart and that of Jesus. And in doing so, may we give glory to God who gave you, Jesus, to humanity and suffer as, he suffered to teach us To suffer silently and be patient. So,
yeah, sometimes we need to do that, just suffer silently and being patient.
Right? Yeah, and it's always comes across, you know, why do we suffer? Life is going good. You know, all of a sudden this happened. It's not right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not right.
But it isn't.
When we look to Mary, when we look to Jesus, they went through it and we're not alone.
And if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it, right?
Yeah, I like that one.
So we also came across this writing or this audience that Pope gave once and explains how Mary is a woman of prayer and a model of our prayer. So, Pope Francis reflects on prayer and how the Virgin Mary, who entrusted herself with God, is a model in for our own lives. So she's a prayerful woman and, she should be upheld as a model of our own life and prayer.
Yes.
How? In what ways? Well, she's humble of heart, first of all.
Yeah. Sorry. I just wanted to add that Mary Angel was leading to that point. We don't pray to Mary. We pray with Mary. We don't adore her.
She's not a god, but she's...
She leads us to get to Jesus. A good way to get to Jesus is through Mary.
But she's a prime example of a good person, a good human being, right? So it's how is she a woman, a great woman of prayer and model for our prayer? Well, she's humble of heart, right? So Pope Francis explains that when she was young, in her youth, the young girl of Nazareth wrapped in silence and in dialogue with God, who would soon entrust her with a mission.
You know, Mary belongs to a great host of humble of heart, whom the official historians never included in many of their books, but God used her to prepare for the coming of God.
His son, yeah.
Yeah.
Another example of Mary as a woman of prayer is that she was waiting for God's will. So Mary waited for God to take the reins of her path and guide her in how she prepared it with great docility, the grand events that which God takes part in the world. Mary was praying when the archangel brought her his message to her in Nazareth. She gave her small yet immense, "Here I am," made all of Creator jump for joy for that moment. So, you know, her acceptance in doing God's will that alone was a prayer, right?
So that's the yes that changed the world.
Yes, 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 yes. So we should also remain always open to doing God's will. So that's
look to her as an example.
Yeah.
You know, be not afraid, right? And say, you know, it's not easy, but look at Mary. She said yes. And as mentioned, it truly changed the world.
Yeah. So again, stressing that we should have an attitude of openness like Mary had an attitude of openness. So there's no better way to pray, Pope Francis says, than to place ourselves in an attitude of openness. Lord, what you want, when you want, and how you want. That's what we should be really gearing ourselves to, right?
Yeah. So we stated earlier, it's showing up.
Yeah.
Right? And just opening up, showing up and opening up.
And the Pope continues to say that attitude allows many believers to face reality without getting upset when their days are filled with problems. Knowing that in a humble love offered in each situation, we become instruments of God's grace. So prayer knows how to calm restlessness and knows how to transform it into availability. So again, you know, being open.
Yeah, so it's a prayerful acceptance. He recalled the many moments of tremendous trial endured by the Virgin Mary and of how she... accompanied by prayer in every moment of her life and in every moment of Jesus' life, right up to his death and resurrection.
Yeah, so her whole life was dedicated to him, right? And it was a prayer.
And what was she doing at the cross? She was standing.
Standing at the foot of the cross.
She was standing yeah. at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
Keeping hope alive.
So that showed her acceptance, right, of what it was to happen, right? It must have been difficult seeing, you know, her son there suffering,
wow.
You know, and dying, in there's, fact. But it, she accepted
if
that.
You, if you get yeah. a chance, speaking of Our Lady of Sorrows, there's the beautiful church on Bloor Street, Our Lady of Sorrows, and the magnificent doors. Mm-hmm. They have St. Michael on the outside. But when you open the inside, you see Mother Mary at the foot of the cross and a smaller version right. of La Pietà.
Right.
These are the inside. So
yeah, that's beautiful sacred art.
Sacred art. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance, I highly mm-hmm. recommend. Yes, we are members of All Saints, but we love Our Lady of Sorrows Church too and all the parishioners there.
And a final example of Mary being a woman of prayer and a model of our prayer is that she's a splendid pearl. And Saint Luke tells us that Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. So everything ends up in her heart so that it might pass through the Siva prayer and be transfigured by it. So the mother, our mother, keeps everything and brings it to her dialogue with God. And then Pope Francis concludes that someone who has compared Mary's heart to a pearl of incomparable splendor, formed and smoothed by patient acceptance of God's will through the mysteries of Jesus meditated on in prayer. How beautiful it would be if we too could be a bit, just a bit,
just
like
a bit.
Our mother.
Yeah.
So let's look to her always as an example.
Yeah, especially when we're going through hard times and grief, you know, when our loved ones are suffering. Think of Mother Mary and how she dealt with it.
Right.
You know, we look to her and like Miranda says, she stood at the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe we're not as strong as courageous as Mother Mary, but let's look to her as she was looking mm-hmm. To Jesus during the passion of our Lord. So
going back to the feast day that celebrates the holy name of Mary, we'd like to share with you the various many names that is given to Mary.
Mary, Mother of the Living God, pray for us.
Mary, Daughter of the Light, Eternal.
Mary, our light.
Mary, our sister.
Mary, the flower of Jesse.
Mary, chief work of God.
Mary, the beloved of God.
Mary, immaculate virgin.
Mary, light in the darkness.
Mary, sanctuary of the Lord.
Mary, virgin mother.
Mary, star of the sea.
Mary, sorrowful even unto death.
Mary, our lady.
Mary, our queen.
Mary, queen of glory.
Mary, glory of the church triumphant. That's Marianne's favorite. I thought she was going to say that one, but I beat her to it.
Mary, queen of mercy.
Mary, consoler of the church suffering.
Mary, our hope.
Mary, again, our sweetness.
Mary, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception.
Mary, Joy of Israel.
Mary, Our Lady of the Assumption.
Mary, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception.
Mary, Our Lady of Lourdes.
Mary, Our Lady of Fatima.
Mary, Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Mary, Our Lady of Mercy.
And it goes on and on. Mary, yeah. Our Lady of the Rosary.
And this is Mary Angela's favorite.
Mary, Our Lady of Victory.
Beautiful. So where has the time gone? Wow.
I know. Time has just passed by yeah. so quickly.
So dear friends and listeners throughout the city of Toronto, our wonderful friends at All Saints, parishes throughout, you know, the GTA, Canada, and around the world. We're so very blessed that you were with us this evening. Mm-hmm. On, you know, Maranja, do you have any final quotes or prayers?
No, we just hope we were able to share with you some new reflections on prayer and how, you know, we could look to Mary as our model of a woman of prayer. And
And we, again, we were so grateful that you chose to spend time with us, be it if you're listening to us in the evening or if you're listening to us on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. The key is to show up and continue that relationship with Jesus in whichever way works for you. But the key is open your heart and be there. And, you know, Jesus and Mary are always with us.
And we'd like to end with this night prayer from St. Alphonsus Liguori. Jesus Christ, my Lord, I adore you and I thank you for the many favors you have bestowed me on me this day. I offer you my sleep and all the moments of this night, and I pray that you preserve me from sin. Therefore, I place in your most sacred side and under the mantle of our Blessed Lady, my mother, may the holy angels assist me and keep me in peace, and may your blessing be upon me. Amen.
Amen. So thanks again, dear friends, and we will talk to you in the next show, which will be October.
Thank you and God bless.
Thank you.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.